What does our celebrity presidential apprentice and recent birther, Donald Trump, have to say about Obama's newly released birth certificate? Well, after boasting that he was the only one who could force Obama's hand, Trump told reporters that he's still not convinced the certificate is the real thing.
Today, I'm very proud of myself because I've accomplished something that nobody else has been able to accomplish. I was just informed while on the helicopter that our president has finally released a birth certificate. Now, we have to look at it. We have to see, is it real? Is it proper? What's on it?
Mr. Trump, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that Obama's long-form birth certificate is a total fraud. And as we examine the evidence regarding your questions, is it real? Is it proper? Let's hope you don't back down before the Jewish-controlled mainstream media that is now fully in Obama's corner on the issue.
Before you came today, you had a press conference.
I did.
By the time this airs, it will be all over the world that you outed the birth certificate. You let us see the birth certificate.
It was and, born here!
Yes, and that it's confirmed.
Now, here's the original document that Obama just posted on the White House website.
He should have done it a long time ago. Why he didn't do it when the Clintons asked for it, why he didn't do it when everybody else was asking for it, I don't know.
I'm now going to point out some glaring inconsistencies that prove beyond any shadow of a doubt that this document, Obama's long-form birth certificate, has obviously been tampered with. Here we have the original document loaded in Adobe PDF Reader. When zoomed in, inconsistencies in the text emerge. Notice how the K in Kansas appears blurred, while the rest of the word is sharp. We will examine this further by loading the birth certificate into Adobe Illustrator. The first thing to note is that this document is made up of no less than 9 different layers. By hiding and showing these layers, we can plainly see that the background and document text are separate images. Let's zoom in again. Notice that the blurred K in Kansas disappears when the background layer is hidden. This means that the word Kansas is being formed from multiple edited images. It is also apparent that the signatures are made up of several layers as well. Even the dates are composed of separate images. Even more interesting is that these image layers can actually be moved around the document, allowing anyone to rearrange this document as they please. And whoever did this rearranging, I mean doctoring, apparently was aiming to please Mr. Obama. If we now zoom in on a seemingly blank area of the document, we can see a faint outline of some type of seal. If we zoom in even closer, we can see that part of the seal is on the background and the other part is a separate and independent image. If part of the seal is undoubtedly fabricated, why couldn't the rest of the seal be fabricated as well? Strange. Obviously, the original document, if there even was one, just didn't cut it. And so this digital concoction had to be fabricated so that Obama could present to the American public exactly what he wanted the American public to see. Now, fake documents can be forged, such as to appear original and untampered with under expert forensic investigation. The government does it all the time, like the CIA. The question is, why is this document, Obama's long-form birth certificate, so obviously tampered with? It seems that no effort at all was made to hide these glaring edits, as I just pointed out. This document doesn't prove or disprove anything. It only serves to raise more questions and doubts about Obama's birth. What this document does do, though, is distract the American public from the real issues. Whether Obama was born in Kenya or elsewhere, his ideologies, his decisions, his policies are what truly affect our country. Let Obama call the birther issue silliness.
We do not have time for this kind of silliness.
And birthers like Trump, sideshow muckrakers, and carnival barkers.
We're not going to be able to solve our problems if we get distracted by sideshows and carnival barkers.
Or laugh it off with Gimme Gimme Michelle on Oprah. The real issue is what Obama has done to destroy our country that no carnival barker could come close to ever doing. Do we like his costly monster, Obamacare, that will bleed our country dry into greater debt and deficits? Or his expansion of Bush's wars, not only in Afghanistan, but now in Libya? What about Obama's handling of the economy, with millions of Americans out of work, their homes foreclosed, struggling just to feed their families, seeing their jobs shipped overseas to China and India? While Obama's enablers, the Jewish moguls on Wall Street, are dining and living it up on huge bonuses? Do we like Obama's cultural disintegration of America with his promotion and admiration of gay marriage, redefining the traditional man and woman marital relationship?
You will see a time in which we as a nation finally recognize relationships between two men or two women as just as real and admirable as relationships between a man and a woman.
Or his agenda to flood our country with aliens known to be infected with HIV/AIDS?
We are rescinding the discriminatory ban on entry to the United States based on HIV status.
None of us humans get to choose where we were born, but we do get to choose how we live our lives so as to make the world a better place. In my opinion, Obama and his administration, run and dictated by Zionist Jews, are destroying our once Christian nation.